Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky, prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozprávanie o živote a kariére slávnej americkej herečky Katharine Hepburn. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You are going to hear some interesting facts about the life and early career of the Oscar-winning American actress, Katharine Hepburn.
Life is to be lived. If you have to support yourself, you'd better find some way that is going to be interesting. And you don't do that by sitting around wondering about yourself. This is an idea once said by Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn is one of the most famous actresses of the 20th century. In a career lasting several decades, she was awarded 4 Oscars, a record even today. Katharine was an unconventional Hollywood actress, strongly independent and often showing an unfriendly attitude to the media. However, her variety of roles and acting skills made her popular on screen, and she was ranked the greatest ever female film star by the American Film Institute. Katharine Hepburn was born in Hartford, in the state of Connecticut. Her mother, Cathra Martin Horton, was a female emancipation activist who fought for the equal rights of women in society, including their right to vote. Her strong views and independence influenced the young Katharine. As a teenager, Katharine was free-spirited, getting involved in sports such as swimming, skating, and gymnastics. She was expelled from school for smoking. She later admitted to going swimming naked in the middle of the night. She once said, "If you obey the rules, you miss all the fun." Aged 21, Katharine got married for the first time to Ludlow Ogden Smith. The marriage did not last a long time, and they got divorced 6 years later. However, they remained friends and Catherine was grateful for his support in her early years. Catherine's early acting career was developed on stage, and from this she moved to film. By 1933, she had won her first Oscar for her performance in Morning Glory, a story about a woman who rejects romance for her work. What followed later on was a series of successful films such as Alice Adams and State of the Union, in which she played opposite Spencer Tracy. By the late 1930s, her acting career had started to decline, and she was once even labelled as toxic for the box office, along with people like Fred Astaire and Marlene Dietrich. She always remained unwilling to give interviews to the press until her later life. She was nearly cast in the Oscar-winning film Gone with the Wind, but she wasn't interested enough, and the role was given to Vivien Leigh. After the war, Hepburn's career picked up. She gained an Oscar nomination in 1951 for her portrayal of a missionary in the film African Queen. The film was a great success, and Catherine starred alongside Humphrey Bogart.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You are going to hear some interesting facts about the life and early career of the Oscar-winning American actress, Katharine Hepburn.
Life is to be lived. If you have to support yourself, you'd better find some way that is going to be interesting. And you don't do that by sitting around wondering about yourself. This is an idea once said by Katharine Hepburn. Katharine Hepburn is one of the most famous actresses of the 20th century. In a career lasting several decades, she was awarded 4 Oscars, a record even today. Catherine was an unconventional Hollywood actress, strongly independent and often showing an unfriendly attitude to the media. However, her variety of roles and acting skills made her popular on screen, and she was ranked the greatest ever female film star by the American Film Institute. Catherine Hepburn was born in Hartford, in the state of Connecticut. Her mother, Catherine Martin Horton, was a female emancipation activist who fought for the equal rights of women in society, including their right to vote. Her strong views and independence influenced the young Catherine. As a teenager, Catherine was free-spirited, getting involved in sports such as swimming, skating, and gymnastics. She was expelled from school for smoking. She later admitted to going swimming naked in the middle of the night. She once said, "If you obey the rules, you miss all the fun." Aged 21, Catherine got married for the first time to Ludlow Ogden Smith. The marriage did not last a long time, and they got divorced 6 years later. However, they remained friends, and Catherine was grateful for his support in her early years. Catherine's early acting career was developed on stage, and from this she moved to film. By 1933, she had won her first Oscar for her performance in Morning Glory, a story about a woman who rejects romance for her work. What followed later on was a series of successful films such as Alice Adams and State of the Union, in which she played opposite Spencer Tracy. By the late 1930s, her acting career had started to decline, and she was once even labelled as toxic for the box office, along with people like Fred Astaire and Marlene Dietrich. She always remained unwilling to give interviews to the press until her later life. She was nearly cast in the Oscar-winning film Gone with the Wind, but she wasn't interested enough, and the role was given to Vivien Leigh. After the war, Hepburn's career picked up. She gained an Oscar nomination in 1951 for her portrayal of a missionary in the film African Queen. The film was a great success, and Catherine starred alongside Humphrey Bogart.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujete si interview s juniorskou majsterkou v boxe Shannon Gunwill. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom stvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé, A, nepravdivé, B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva, C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
You will hear an interview with an 18-year-old Golden Glove champion, Shannon Gunwill, who is a junior in high school. Who inspired you to start boxing?
Actually, me. Because my family was involved in boxing when they were younger.
What is your daily training?
I start with stretches and then run 3 to 4 miles. Then I do my daily routine and train with my dad. After that, I play a little basketball or sit in the sauna.
How do you feel in the ring?
Very nervous. Worried. I get butterflies. Everything runs through my head about my opponent. I concentrate on what I have to do to beat her in the rounds.
Can you explain your first fight?
I really didn't know what I was doing, so there were many feelings. I just had to try not to get hit. She was a lot bigger than I was, which was really scary. After the fight, I had a strange feeling in my body from not running enough.
What kind of competition do you have?
Very hard, because the girls are bigger than I am. They have to go out of state to find my size. My weight class has complications because I can never find anyone my size. They're more aggressive and quicker.
What achievements have you gained?
2 of my goals: winning the Golden Glove champion title and losing weight.
Have any national magazines ever mentioned your name?
Yes. There was a short article in Jump magazine describing my daily training and traditions in my family.
What are your future goals?
I want to go to college to get a degree in athletic training or coaching. If I don't get a full scholarship for basketball, then I plan to go professional in boxing to pay for college.
How seriously have you thought about going professional?
I have to help my family with money. I want to be able to get my parents and my grandma what they need and want. I want to help my brothers and sisters with their schooling. So I am definitely serious about it.
How do you feel about being the Golden Glove champion?
It's one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my whole life. I feel great because I have accomplished one of my main goals in boxing. I feel I am carrying on a tradition because my father and uncle were also named Golden Glove champions.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
You will hear an interview with an 18-year-old Golden Glove champion, Shannon Gunville, who is a junior in high school. Who inspired you to start boxing?
Actually, me. Because my family was involved in boxing when they were younger.
What is your daily training?
I start with stretches and then run 3 to 4 miles. Then I do my daily routine and train with my dad. After that, I play a little basketball or sit in the sauna.
How do you feel in the ring?
Very nervous. Worried. I get butterflies. Everything runs through my head about my opponent. I concentrate on what I have to do to beat her in the rounds.
Can you explain your first fight?
I really didn't know what I was doing, so there were many feelings. I just had to try not to get hit. She was a lot bigger than I was, which was really scary. After the fight, I had a strange feeling in my body from not running enough.
What kind of competition do you have?
Very hard, because the girls are bigger than I am. They have to go out of state to find my size. My weight class has complications because I can never find anyone my size. They're more aggressive and quicker.
What achievements have you gained?
2 of my goals. Winning the Golden Glove champion title and losing weight.
Have any national magazines ever mentioned your name?
Yes. There was a short article in Jump magazine describing my daily training and traditions in my family.
What are your future goals?
I want to go to college to get a degree in athletic training or coaching. If I don't get a full scholarship for basketball, then I plan to go professional in boxing to pay for college.
How seriously have you thought about going professional?
I have to help my family with money. I want to be able to get my parents and my grandma what they need and want. I want to help my brothers and sisters with their schooling. So I am definitely serious about it.
How do you feel about being the Golden Glove champion?
It's one of the greatest feelings I've ever had in my whole life. I feel great because I have accomplished one of my main goals in boxing. I feel I am carrying on a tradition because my father and uncle were also named Golden Glove champions.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpovedový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozhlasovú reláciu, v ktorej odborník radí, ako riešiť konflikty medzi súrodencami. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád. Tieto rady sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Why is it so hard to get along with your brothers and sisters? Though conflicts with your siblings might always be a mystery, the ways to improve your relationships with them don't have to be. Listen to the following advice, which will help you solve the problems with your siblings. You will hear 6 tips.
Tip number 1. Before you take action, breathe deeply. 10 deep breaths are all you need to come back to your normal mood and keep yourself from saying or doing something you'll regret later. If you stay calm, you might actually be able to solve the argument peacefully. Tip number 2. The words you hear were often said impulsively. They're only words after all. No matter how badly your brother or sister is treating you, be the mature and responsible one. Instead of fighting back with more insults, just walk away. Tip number 3. Most fights between siblings aren't even worth fighting. Ask yourself, do I really care about winning this argument? If the answer is no, save your breath. If the topic of the argument is important to you, discuss it with your sibling. Do it only if the argument is worth talking about. Tip number 4. Ask your parents for advice, but only if it's a serious problem that you can't solve yourself. And don't ask them to help you in the middle of the fight. In difficult situations, sit with your parents and make your point in a mature way, as if you were an adult. Tip number 5. Living under the same roof with someone can be a big stress, even if you're not related to each other. If you and your sibling want to make it to your college years without going crazy, you'll need to take a couple of hours a day to have sibling-free time. If you don't have your own room, then do some of your homework at the library or go jogging. And make a pact with your sibling to respect closed doors. Tip number 6. There's no use wishing a perfect relationship with your brother or sister because perfect relationships with siblings don't exist. Know that it's normal to feel jealous, annoyed, or frustrated every once in a while. Cherish the happy times with your siblings, even if these are rare. These are the moments that will stick with you when you're living on your own.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Why is it so hard to get along with your brothers and sisters? Though conflicts with your siblings might always be a mystery, the ways to improve your relationships with them don't have to be. Listen to the following advice, which will help you solve the problems with your siblings. You will hear 6 tips.
Tip number 1. Before you take action, breathe deeply. 10 deep breaths are all you need to come back to your normal mood and keep yourself from saying or doing something you'll regret later. If you stay calm, you might actually be able to solve the argument peacefully. Tip number 2. The words you hear were often said impulsively. They're only words, after all. No matter how badly your brother or sister is treating you, be the mature and responsible one. Instead of fighting back with more insults, just walk away. Tip number 3. Most fights between siblings aren't even worth fighting. Ask yourself, do I really care about winning this argument? If the answer is no, save your breath. If the topic of the argument is important to you, discuss it with your sibling. Do it only if the argument is worth talking about. Tip number 4. Ask your parents for advice, but only if it's a serious problem that you can't solve yourself. And don't ask them to help you in the middle of the fight. In difficult situations, sit with your parents and make your point in a mature way, as if you were an adult. Tip number 5. Living under the same roof with someone can be a big stress, even if you're not related to each other. If you and your sibling want to make it to your college years without going crazy, you'll need to take a couple of hours a day to have sibling-free time. If you don't have your own room, then do some of your homework at the library or go jogging. And make a pact with your sibling to respect closed doors. Tip number 6. There's no use wishing a perfect relationship with your brother or sister because perfect relationships with siblings don't exist. Know that it's normal to feel jealous, annoyed, or frustrated every once in a while. Cherish the happy times with your siblings, even if these are rare. These are the moments that will stick with you when you're living on your own.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.